How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? The chalice of salvation I will raise, and I will call on the name of the Lord. Como le pagaré al Señor todo el bien que me ha hecho? Levantaré el cáliz de salvación y invocaré el nombre del Señor. Como católicos, celebramos el Día de Acción de Gracias todos los días, de manera más alta posible, ofreciendo el sacro sacrificio de la misa. As Catholics, we celebrate Thanksgiving every day, in the highest way possible, by offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Remember that the word Eucharist means Thanksgiving. It's what we do. Es lo que hacemos. Los católicos habían estado celebrando el Día de Acción de Gracias mucho antes de 1621, cuando los peregrinos coloniales finalmente tuvieran su exitosa cosecha y celebración que llegó a ser la festividad de hoy. Catholics had been celebrating Thanksgiving long before 1621, when the colonial pilgrims finally had their successful harvest and celebration that came to be today's holiday. In fact, Native Americans and Spanish settlers gathered together to give thanks in St. Augustine, Florida, on September 8th, 1565, some five decades earlier. Another Thanksgiving celebration happened here in Texas on April 30th, 1598. When Don Juan Oñate declared a day of Thanksgiving to be celebrated with the Holy Mass, some two decades before the pilgrims. And note that it was neither the meal nor the gathering that was at the center of these celebrations. It was always the Mass. The Mass was the central act of Thanksgiving for all of us. Y tenga en cuenta que no fue ni la comida ni la reunión que estaba en el centro. Siempre era la misa, que fue el acto central de acción de gracias. Y así, cuando esta festividad estableció formalmente en 1789, los católicos estábamos felices de unirnos, porque era algo que hemos estado haciendo durante siglos. And so when this holiday was formally established in 1789, we Catholics were happy to join in, because it was something that we've been doing for centuries. Heck, even Popes Pius XI and Pius XII were fans of the American Thanksgiving. The idea of a nation gathering together to give thanks to God was and is an endearing feature, in spite of any and all opposition. La idea de una nación reunida para dar gracias a Dios era y es una característica entrañable al pasar de toda oposición. Sometimes, a pesar de todo este año, tenemos mucho por lo que estar agradecidos. And sometimes it can seem like we are surrounded by wolves, sheep surrounded by wolves. But in spite of everything this year, we still have much to be thankful for. Not only for the small blessings in life, but especially for the great ones. Our God supports us. He fights for us against our enemies. And he calls us to feast with him in his kingdom. First calling us into his holy church, and then exalting us, raising us up to his glory. His grace is enough for us, for his power is made perfect even in our weakness. Nuestro Dios nos apoya y lucha por nosotros contra nuestros enemigos y nos llama a festejar con él en su reino, primero llamándonos a su santa iglesia y luego exaltándonos, elevándonos a su gloria. Por lo tanto, tenemos grandes razones para regocijarnos. Thus we have great reason to rejoice. For God has chosen us to live for him and to do his will. So let us do so, clever as snakes innocent as doves, always making our lives an offering of thanksgiving, poured out in charity for others, so that we and they may enter into his eternal kingdom. Hagámoslo, haciendo en nuestras vidas una ofrenda de acción de gracias, derramada en caridad por los demás, para que nosotros y ellos podamos entrar en su reino eterno.